Hello and welcome to Talking Treadmills, the podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis, and today I'm going to tell you about a training technique that will help you reach your weight loss goals faster. The technique is called heart rate training. Heart rate training is simply monitoring your heart rate during a workout and controlling how fast or how slow your heart is working by increasing or decreasing the intensity of your workout. Studies are showing that weight loss goals can be reached faster with this type of training. Knowing your maximum heart rate is the basis of heart rate training. The standard formula for estimating your maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. So if you are 35 years old, then your maximum heart rate is approximately 185. Again, you just take 220 minus your age. So 220 minus 35 gives you 185. Now, there is also a more complicated formula that can be used. It is believed to be a little bit more accurate. And if you're interested, you can read about it on my website, besttreadmillsonline.com. But the standard formula, 220 minus your age, is good enough for most exercisers that just want a general idea of what their maximum heart rate is. Now, if you're anal like me and absolutely want the most accurate calculation, there is a method you might want to consider. I'm calling it the 1 mile test. Now, this method requires that you first determine where you fall within three fitness categories. Those categories are poor shape, fair shape, and good shape. Now, let me describe each of these categories. The poor shape category is you are in poor shape and you haven't done any form of aerobic exercise or walking for 2 months or more. Fair shape is you are in fair shape and you exercise or walk around 3 times a week. Good shape is where you exercise more than 3 times a week or you run a minimum of 5 miles weekly. Now, after determining your fitness category, you have to perform a 1 mile walking test. So hop on your treadmill and walk a steady, continual pace for 1 mile. At about the 3/4 of a mile mark, which will be a distance of 0.75 on your treadmill display console, take your heart rate and make a mental note of it. Then take that number and add 40 if you fall within the poor fitness category. Add 50 if you fall within the fair shape category. And then add 60 if you are in the good shape category. The number you come up with will be your approximate maximum heart rate. Now, whether you use the traditional formula, again, 220 minus your age, or the more complicated formula that can be found at my website, besttreadmillsonline.com, or this 1 mile walking test method, the basis for heart rate training is going to be on or around this maximum heart rate that you've just figured out or calculated. Now, the key to having an efficient heart rate training program is using a treadmill that is equipped with a heart rate monitor or using a heart rate monitor device if you exercise outside. The monitor's readings will continuously display your current heart rate throughout your workout. Using a heart rate monitor will take the mental calculations and guesswork out of the equation and let you focus on your training. And then depending on your individual training program, you will use the heart rate monitor to gauge whether you should continue at the current pace, intensify it, or back it down. Now, this is going to make a little bit more sense here in just a second because I'm going to describe for you the various training zones that you're going to kind of hop in and out of during your routine. Now, speaking of the routines, the heart rate training routines are very popular because they're very quick, lasting only about 20 to 30 minutes. But they're very intense. Well, they're more intense than just, you know, traditionally jumping on the treadmill and, let's say, walking at a steady jog or a steady run for 30 to 45 minutes. You know, this is a 20 to 30 minute workout where you get off and trust me, you're going to be sweating. Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be intensifying your workouts and then backing it down. Intensifying, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride, if you will. And this up and down throughout your workout, it just really puts your, you know, body to work, and that's why you can shorten your workouts, because you're just doing more in a shorter period of time. So here are the different training zones. The first one is the healthy heart zone. This is where your heart rate is beating between 50 and 60% of your maximum heart rate. And you'll know you're in this zone because you'll feel comfortable and you'll still be able to talk normally at this pace. The fitness zone is a heart rate of between 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. You start breathing heavier and you find it a little bit harder to talk. The aerobic zone is where your heart rate is beating between 70 and 80% of your maximum heart rate. And if you can talk, it will only be in short phrases. The anaerobic zone is where your heart rate is beating between 80 and 90% of your maximum heart rate, and your breathing will be very hard. And finally, the red line zone is where your heart rate is at or nearing your maximum heart rate, and you will only be able to stay in this heart rate zone for a couple of minutes. This is not the zone you're going to be in for any length of time. So the basis of heart rate training then is, you know, with your heart rate monitor on, if you're using a heart rate monitor device, or if you're using the equipped heart rate monitor on your treadmill, you jump on it and you start off with a light jog and you see what your heart rate is at. And then depending on, you know, how you tailor your program, I mean, you can make up any kind of program that you want. Now for me personally, I tend to jump in between, you know, the fitness zone and the anaerobic zone, which is anywhere from 70% of my maximum heart rate to as much as 90%. And I'll kind of go back and forth. So for me, I might, you know, go in that fitness zone for 5 minutes, which again is about 70% of your maximum heart rate. And then I might crank up the speed or the incline, whatever it takes to get me to 80 to 90% of my maximum heart rate, which is that anaerobic zone. And I'll do that for two minutes, maybe 3 minutes, and then I'll back it down to the fitness zone, which is 70% of my maximum heart rate, for another 5 minutes. And you just kind of keep going up and down. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Now, you can also, if you do a search online, just go to Google and do heart rate training or interval training. There are people that have designed specific programs where they tell you, okay, be in this zone for 2 minutes, then be in this zone for 3 minutes, and back it down to this zone for a minute, where they'll actually outline a program for you. And also, treadmills also have these heart rate training programs built into the machines, where you can actually type up the heart rate training program, and it will do everything for you. I mean, it'll take care of everything for you because it can detect your heart rate, and it will increase your speed or your incline or whatever to get you into different zones, and so you don't even need to do anything. So that's the beauty of heart rate training. It's just an intense workout for 20 to 30 minutes, but they're very effective. So if reaching your weight loss goals faster is something that interests you, then definitely think about this technique. And when you use heart rate monitors that are on treadmills, it's easy to know what zones you are in and when to move in and out of these zones. And like I just mentioned, some of them even have programs that will do everything for you. So for more information and reviews of treadmills that come equipped with heart rate monitors and these heart rate monitor programs, visit my website, besttreadmillsonline.com. That concludes today's podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Travis. Have a great day.